shall overcome. We shall overcome.
At Ferris State University in Big Rapids, Michigan, they have something unusual, the Jim Crow Museum. Museum curator Dr. David Pilgrim, just who was Jim Crow?
First, Jim Crow was a slur, and then it became the stage name for a white actor, Thomas Rice, who became nationally and internationally famous by performing in blackface this stage persona, Jim Crow. He had a lot of imitators, so it's connected to the whole blackface minstrel thing.
Some exhibits at the Jim Crow Museum are certainly attention-getting.
The violence section, which has the recreated lynching tree, and it has a showcase with an adult male and an adult female and a child Klans person.
And there's this racist classic.
We have recreated the Coon Chicken Inn porter's face. Coon Chicken Inn was a restaurant chain in Salt Lake City, Portland, and in Seattle, and just a house of stereotypes is what it was.
You can learn more online at ferris.edu/Jim Crow. That's ferris.edu/Jim Crow, including some of the more uplifting exhibits.
The coolest piece in there is actually one of the ink pens that President Johnson used to sign the 1964 Civil Rights Act.
It's not a pretty piece of our history, but one we should never forget, and we don't mean whites only.
For our collection, Jim Crow would be, you know, all the objects that were used to subjugate African Americans. So, yes, it would include white-only signs, but would also include black caricature objects.
And believe it or not,
some of them are reproduced to fool people, you know, as fake antiques, but others are just, you know, reproduced in new forms.
That's right. There's actually been a market for counterfeit bigotry, presumably for morons so lame they missed the bus that made them sit up front. On the other hand, I'm sure the more fashionable among them at least wore designer-fitted sheets. There's your offbeat on America in the Morning for Thursday, May 31st. Our producers are Tom Graham and Tom DeLack, senior producer Kevin Delaney. I'm Jim Bohannon. On the Dial Global Radio Networks.